Welcome to the Life on Earth Gallery. I'm Joe Botting, the Assistant Curator of Natural Sciences, and I look after the geology collections. If you're standing in front of the Irish Elk as you walk into the room, look beyond it to the right and you can see a large slab of rock with a blue background. This is the Wenlock Limestone Formation. It's one of the most important fossil localities in the world, and it was collected from the middle of Dudley in the West Midlands. There are huge quarries that were from the Industrial Revolution, and when they were digging this out for the limestone for iron smelting, they found vast numbers of fossils. In this slab, you can see probably something like 40 different species. It's about 400 million years old from the Silurian period, so it is full of features that are quite unfamiliar today. But you can see the shells of brachiopods, sea creatures which are quite different to the modern bivalves. You can also see stick-like things. These are mostly bryozoans, moss animals, little colonial creatures that filtered the water. There are also trilobites, at least 7 species here, but mostly as small pieces, so you can see tails and pieces of heads. There's one particularly clear tail to the right-hand corner, just beyond a large shell that's sticking up from the surface. There's a small tail with a pronounced ridge down the middle of it, upside down. It looks a bit like a Christmas tree. There are also a large number of small disc-shaped things scattered over the slab. These are parts of the column of a sea lily, a relative of a starfish that lived on a stalk. The whole fauna was part of a coral reef complex, so it would have had lots of corals living here. There are a few of them in the slab here with large honeycomb-like patterns. Had bryozoans and sea creatures of all sorts scuttling around and living attached to it. And it would have been a really remarkable place to go diving. In total, there are something like 650 species known from this deposit. Fossil deposits like this are wonderful evidence for what Britain was like in the past.